Welcome. November 18, 2019, study session on the budget. And hand over the program to our finance director.
Good evening. So today we are going to, first of all, I wanted you to look at your packets that I passed out. And there is a packet from the state auditors. It's the white folder. We did have our exit conference today, and I just wanted to share with you, give you that information, and you can look over it at your leisure.
Who's going to jail this year?
Yeah, don't bury the lead.
Did you raise your hand? You're volunteering. We had a clean audit. So everything went well. It was a financial audit. Next year we'll have an accountability audit. So if you have any questions about that, you're welcome to contact me with any questions.
Thank our staff for us, the whole staff and the finance, and thank you, Circus, for doing that.
Circus undersellied it a little bit. They were very complimentary about both the way we keep our books and all their non-findings there.
What they
looked at and found it. Yeah, so it was very complimentary.
Well said.
No bodies.
So today, right, so our budget journey first. So we are toward the end. We've gone through most of the funds. Today we will be voting on the property tax, and we have a public hearing on the budget. And today we'll also go over Fund 370, which is the Thornton Construction Fund, and Fund 510, which is the computer fund, and Fund 550, which is the equipment repair and replacement fund. And then any time we have leftover, we'll go back to the current expense fund with any questions that you have. I want to remind you that at any point, you're welcome to come and talk to any of us about the budget. If you want to add any more budget sessions before the December 2nd, we're planning on bringing the ordinance on the December 2nd council meeting. So just let us know if you need more time. Okay. So Fund 370, I'll have the Public Works Director discuss that fund.
Good evening, Council. Kevin Ernst, Public Works Director. Fund 370 is established to fund the Thornton Road project. You'll notice that under the revenues for the fund, we have $12.5 million coming in from the state for connecting Washington dollars, as well as $2.5 million coming in from the Transportation Improvement Board. And then you'll notice a number of transfers from the various funds we have available around the city, including $800,000 from the Traffic Mitigation Fund, $100,000 from REIT 1, $900,000 from REIT 2, and $400,000 from a transportation benefit district.
What page are we on?
We are on page 37.
Maybe a line number?
Line, if we go down to the bottom of the revenues is 1782.
Oh, okay.
I'm operating off the 11.4 version, so. But I don't believe that any of those pictures have changed.
Yeah, no, they're fine. Everybody has them.
We have page like 1, 2, and 3.
That's for the 550 and the.
Yeah.
Those are for separate funds. The one that was handed out this evening is 510 and 550. We're operating out of the larger packets that were previously handed out. So we're on Fund 370, Thornton Construction Fund. And on my copy, it starts out at line 1765. It looks like he's got 1771 up there on the latest version.
It's actually the same. That's a new copy right there. It's
okay.
The same for all of you, the 1765 or whatever.
So as I previously indicated, we're transferring in funding sources from the city, including the Traffic Mitigation Fund, REAP 1, REAP 2, and the Transportation Benefit District. You'll recall from the last committee meeting where we were discussing the contract for the construction management, we've also identified funds going for The construction of Thornton, they're to be coming out of water, sewer, and stormwater funds to pay for their portions of the project. Those will not be transferred into the 370 fund, but those costs will be paid out of their individual funds. But they will go towards the construction of the Thornton project. Under the expenditures, you can see that we have identified $15 million worth of expenditures for the 2020 year. We're going to need to update these numbers once we get the bids and we get a schedule from the contractor, because there's quite a bit of latitude that's available to the contractor on how they choose to tackle the project. The initial phases, they're going to be going in and doing the preload, which will involve the settlement, the bridge approaches both on the east side of the tracks and on the west side of the tracks. Additionally, they're going to have to go in and do some relocation of existing infrastructure, some sewer lines and water lines that are going to be underneath the preload once it's placed. We need to move those utilities out of the way. I'm uncertain as to what order of operation the contractor is going to go in to construct the project, where they're going to want to go ahead and construct the portion from the roundabout leading up to that, or they're going to defer that to a later date. So once we get the schedule, that's likely that we'll come back and discuss with council a budget amendment, depending on what that is. But the $15 million indicated here is our best estimate from the engineer on the portion of work that will be completed during the 2020 budget year. So it's large number, but not a lot of complexity surrounding it. But I would be happy to answer any questions you have about Thornton, its inclusion in the budget as special fund, or questions about the track of the project.
Questions specific to Thornton.
So you mentioned that that water and sewer are paying kind of their share of some of the pieces of the project.
Correct.
Rough numbers for how much is coming out of water, how much is coming out of sewer?
250, 250, and 500. 250 water, 250 sewer, and 500 storm.
So a million total.
Yeah. Are the numbers that I, off the top of my head, I could page back through, but that was one of the ones that we went over when we went through 401, 402, and 407 funds.
Right.
But off the top of my head, I want to say 250, 250, and 500.
Okay.
Are the numbers. Those will be paid. You know, the costs that are associated with those, when we go ahead and do the project, we break the project up into its component pieces for allocating out those funds. So we will, you know, look at the, you know, when we buy water pipe for the project, that'll be charged to the water utility. When we buy sewer pipe, it'll be charged to the utility. And then the construction aspects of those will be charged up to each one of those funds as we go forward with it. Stormwater does have a large component for this project with the storm pond. But the water and sewer, we do just have the water line that's going to be constructed on the east side of the tracks, some relocation of water line that's on the west side of the tracks, and then relocation of sewer line. The sewer is pretty much installed throughout the entire project, except for the portions that are going to be underneath the preload. Once it's placed, they'll have to be relocated out of the preload. And just to go back to that, you know, we did proceed with the Thornton project, the Thornton sewer project, prior to the Thornton overcrossing project, because we needed to get the capacity for addressing the sewer issues that we had out there. And we didn't own the property that those utilities are going to be relocated onto the time. So unfortunately, there's a bit of redundant construction activity going on out there, but it was the only pathway forward. Any questions related to Thornton? Apparently not.
Connecting ready. Washington dollars are still there, right?
Connecting Washington dollars are derived from gas tax revenue, so mm-hmm. it's completely separate from the
okay.
recent ballot measure that was passed that was specific
so
to the car tab issue.
Transportation monies, are they still secure? Or?
The Connecting Washington funding package was specific to gas tax revenue.
Oh.
I have not heard nor seen any indication that any of those projects are going to be affected. And I believe that was set up as more of a protected funding mechanism that's separate, kind of like our utility
okay.
funds, the enterprise funds, is that within the state budget, it's my understanding that those funds were specific for a project list that was developed as part of that Connecting Washington package.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I wanted to just talk about this sheet for a minute. These are changes. I'm trying to save trees, so I brought the changes on just one sheet. Some of these are items that we talked about on the in the last budget session, and then some other ones are what we'll talk about today, the 510 fund, and I think we're closing a couple funds, so that changed a few of these funds. So if you have any questions, whether it's today or at a later date when you've had a chance to look at it, go ahead and either call me, come in, or email me. Okay. So the 510 fund is the computer fund, and we made some additions to it. And this is the fund where all of the city, every department spends the money out of this computer fund whenever we need to replace computers, purchase new ones, or for the software. All the maintenance contracts come out of this fund. And at the end of the year, it's what we call a true up of what how much each department spent. And the following year is that's what we put into the budget. So it's always kind of a year behind. Does that make sense? Okay. So I did increase the software maintenance contracts to $100,000. We will be getting budget software and then fleet management software, and I'm just estimating that this is where it will be. Another one is the capital hardware. I know that we have a replacement plan with Northwest Tech, and we don't have the exact number, so I'm kind of anticipating probably $25,000 for any kind of replacements. They do this every year where they look at them. Some years, I think we had a year that we really didn't replace much. So that's my estimate. And if that's incorrect, if we have a lot less, then I just leave it in there and we don't do anything with it. But if there is more, I'll need to come back for a budget amendment. But I don't anticipate it. What else has changed on there? I think that is... Anybody have questions on the 510 fund? The other part that changed was the 50%, the $16,500 in there. And the police department has servers for the city, and so we take 50% of that and we put it into the 510 fund, and then it's dispersed to all the different departments. And I think those are the only changes I had in that fund.
So... I just have a question about how. So we're looking at the interfund computer rental.
Yeah.
So how can you give me just a brief overview about how that works and how people start that.
Sure. So each department contributes to this fund.
Right.
And so it's always based on how many computers they have, how many laptops, anything like that, and. So that's calculated every year, and there's a portion of it, like the maintenance contracts, that's kind of dispersed to everybody, because
right.
We don't know. It benefits everybody.
Right.
So that's a calculation that's done every year, and the different departments contribute to it, and then that's put in the budget. And I will show you, for example, you'll see it throughout the budget, and I'll go to the first one here. Looking for a good one. How about on page 13? It's the police department and line 550. So it says computer repair and replace. Find that.
I'm using the 11-4 budget, so.
11-4.
Here we go.
should be on there. There
still should be there.
Yeah, it's there, just not like 550 computer repair and put. I got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you'll see that computer repair and replacement throughout the budget, and
right.
that is in each department. They'll have a line item, and that money goes into the 510 fund. It's transferred over to the 510 fund. And then at the end of the year, I mean, it all goes out there. It's not in their budget like, hey, that's what I get to spend on computers. It's just calculated every year. It goes into the computer fund. That year, whoever needed replacements, we have computers that, you know, crash, and we have to buy them. So then at the end of the year, we determine who spent money out of that account, and then the next year it goes into the budget as a new budget item.
Okay.
And it's all based on how many computers people have. And
okay.
Any questions?
I was just wondering if we're protected from, like, a cyber attack.
So our IT consultants or IT company is Northwest Tech, and they have told us that they are covered. They're secure.
I have
secure-ish, is that what I heard?
if anybody's completely secure.
Yeah, as far as they know, yeah.
So all of our information is kept on a server, which is backed. All of our information, all of our work documents are theoretically saved to the server, which is then backed up. I believe they do a temporary backup on a daily basis and then a big backup weekly, and that's saved up in the cloud and remotely. So if a meteorite strikes our server room, which is in the police station, which is by far the most secure building in the city, so if it gets wiped out, we only lose at most a week's worth of work. The information is also segregated, so I can't access the finance department's information, and they can't access some of my stuff, so that if somebody got a login, they can't come in and just totally go to town on everybody's information, which protects us from future liabilities. We also have a pretty extensive cyber insurance policy with WCIA.
Okay. And it's not just one server. You know, on the cloud is actually a server, and they have them in different locations. And I believe they have some out of state also.
Yeah. Ukraine.
Yeah, that's where I keep all that.
I won't comment on that. Okay, so we'll move on to 550 fund. This is a similar type of fund, but it's for equipment repair and replacement. Same idea, different departments contribute to it. It's based on how many vehicles, what equipment. That's how the true-up, all the calculations work out at the end of the year. If something breaks down, it's fixed through this fund. And I will have the Public Works Director discuss more about this.
Okay.
The majority of the 550 fund expenditures prior to the capital replacement plan are pretty much a forward, as many aspects of this year's budget were, or a forward from last year's budget with minor additions, minor tweaks. We do have a number of pieces of equipment that we're looking to replace this year. I've provided to each one of the council members with a packet that details the six-year plan that we've developed for capital, or for the equipment replacement schedule, as well as a detailed sheet for each one of the pieces of equipment that's included on this year's. We do have, we're replacing truck T4, T5, a dump truck T10, T14, one of our snow plows, T23, and then a number of pieces of parks equipment. And as I indicated, you each have a folder that details those pieces of equipment. If you have any questions about those, I'd be happy to answer them. Be happy to go over the needs in there. You'll notice that this fund pays for all the repair of our equipment. So anytime the mechanic works on a vehicle, it's paid out of the 550 fund. Anytime we do an oil change or a new set of wiper blades, it comes out of the 550 fund. And pays for the salaries for the maintenance personnel that's performing those activities as well. Yeah.
So I wasn't around when you switched. So it obviously it must be
cheaper to lease police vehicles?
I would defer to the police chief on that, but the calculations that I've seen do indicate that the leasing of police vehicles is more cost effective for the department and maintains a newer fleet with fewer repair issues than we've experienced in the past.
And then what does that do to your factor, because you kind of have the tradition of using police vehicles when their lifetime is a police vehicle's over, but they certainly have a lot of life left at Public Works or you're driving around?
At least right now, we're able to continue that tradition. We just got two of the SUVs, and they're now used as inspection vehicles this year. And I believe that depending on how long they last, we might be able to get another couple when they're due.
Can, on the end of the lease, do you have the option to buy the vehicle? Or?
We do. We have the option to return it, and that's where the lease company makes their money, is they get a used police vehicle that's fully loaded, they sell it to a smaller agency, typically at a profit. Or we have the option to keep it for the residual value, and then following the life of that vehicle, we can turn it into other city use if we want.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I believe that 2020 will be the third year of the transitioning to leasing?
Yes. Over the over 8 to 10 years, the leasing versus purchasing should save us well over $250,000.
Now, and it looks like as I drive over the state, it looks like the trend, I mean, you're right with everybody, but a lot of people are going to the pickup trucks.
The trucks hold a residual value more, and they already come pretty beefed up with a bigger alternator, bigger brakes, the suspension, four-wheel drive. It also depends on the purpose of the vehicle. If it's not going to be on patrol, we don't need a pursuit-rated vehicle, which is a higher cost. And so the admin and detective vehicles, we're going for those that vehicles have a higher residual, which gives us a lower payment over the life of the lease. So it's cheaper, and these have V6s versus V8s. The gas mileage is better. They're under warranty the whole time that we have them. And then as a pickup truck, it's more usable when we're done with the life of that truck, if we're not keeping it to offer for purchase, perhaps for Public Works.
As long as you decal them, I'm happy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Councilmember Bishop.
Maybe already said this, but the replacement date on some of these has passed. I mean, is that just... we're just overdue?
We've been kicking the can down the road for a very, very long time. You notice that T10, one of the vehicles that we're looking to replace, and I think I'm going to defer to the individual page for that one. 1996, so 23-year-old. 20-year would be the expected life. We purchased it used. It was used when we got it. We've used it. This piece of equipment in particular, we do operate as a snowplow, and every year we operate as a snowplow, we break it. This year, or the last snow event, we broke the rear end in it and had to go spend a significant amount of money to repair it so that we could put it back onto the road. It has 183,000 miles on it. It's a well-used piece of equipment, as are many of the ones that we operate. We have, 98s, 99s. So Public Works operates a fairly old fleet of vehicles in many cases. They're past their replacement date. We try to keep a 10-year replacement date on pickup trucks that are used within the Public Works Department. We haven't replaced them on that schedule.
And we'll still have, even with what you're suggesting, like what's budgeted to be replaced this year, we'll still have a number of...
There are a number of vehicles that are. When we put the plan together and put the six-year capital plan, we did look at the use of the truck. We looked at the condition of the truck, the mileage, interior, exterior, all the parameters with it, and then developed the list of replacements and tried to program them in so that we were doing kind of a consistent dollar figure per year on the replacement going forward, and then looking to replace the most problematic pieces of equipment in the earlier years and pushing out the ones that we thought we could get a little bit longer life out of.
Councilmember Zara.
Was 2019
2017 the first year that you went and doubled back at the end of the year to readjust the 550 funds? I know that was a change in the past couple of years.
I think it was last year.
Last year.
I think it was one of the things the auditors were looking at, these funds.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to note on the 550 funds, all the equipment, you'll see there's a percentage of what fund the money will come out of. So there's usually water, sewer, storm, or part of it might be streets. So you'll see that in the budget, and you'll also see it in the packet that Director Renz passed out.
And then I'll add a little bit to that. Is that as we've discussed with the other aspects within the budget, those costs for the utility funds and the capital plans that we've developed for the utility funds have been included into the rate analysis that we're doing with FCS. So the costs that are represented by the vehicle replacements have been incorporated into the utility rate structure that we're proposing, so that we're funding the replacement of the equipment as we should with the moving forward.
Any other questions on the 550? Okay, so the plan is not to bring those funds back, 370, 510, and 550. So unless requested by council. So we can move on to the current expense, back to it. I think we've brought this up every time we've looked at it, and we're open to questions on that. The most of the changes in the current expense fund are I increased the computer fund, so a lot of those changes are just for the different departments in that fund.
Just a reminder, Council, this is, we really are asking you for questions because we can still make modifications here, and when we don't hear questions, it means you agree, is what we're taking from this. So, and unless we're hearing something, this is what we're going to get.
So I just wanted to mention, like last time, I believe Council Member Hansen had commented on the tour guides. So there is a change in that. We put 8,000. It was 6,227, which was the actual number in, I believe, 2018. So we did change that. Made a change. So some of these changes in here is just related to what our discussion was last time. And also Star Park Shelter, we added 43,000, and that's from that closing of Fund 309. So there's that change. And
clarify the closing of 309, that was the Star Park fund?
Star Park Construction Fund.
Star Park, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they're answering the question. My instructor is Solomon.
Pardon?
I don't think they have questions.
Sure, they have questions. So, did you want to have a budget session on December 2nd from 5 to 6? Did you need more? Do we just bring the ordinance on December 2nd?
I think we start at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
Yeah.
On, perfect.
3 to 6.
3 to 6.
Everybody show up.
You're
going to
be.
So it's up to all of you if you want more sessions before December 2nd, if you...
And I would imagine the Finance Committee can make that same request.
Absolutely.
So it's not your only time you have to say we want that study session.
Right.
Currently it's not scheduled.
In any time.
Mm-hmm.
I will note, though, that the next committee is the day before Thanksgiving, so that doesn't give us a lot of lead time to prepare for a study session, which would happen the next business day, that Monday. So it would be good if we were informed beforehand.
Yeah, and, right.
Fair enough. Councilmember Birch.
Since we have some time, can we discuss the $850,000 in the Fund 405?
Sure.
That's earmarked for the wastewater treatment plant.
Exactly.
And I noticed it's accumulating quite a bit of interest.
It is, yes. So that fund we've set aside for the wastewater treatment plant for the debt service. As far as the auditors are concerned, that is just a part of the sewer fund. So it just rolls up. That's all they see is one fund, but we have separated it out. But that money is the same as the sewer fund. We're just putting it from one place to the other. And that's where the debt service will come from when we start paying the debt, which is a year after we've completed construction on the wastewater treatment plant.
Anything else? Councilmember Rolls.
But we only made one $850,000 transfer for 1 year. We didn't continue doing that year after year?
No, it's the same fund as 402. It's a sewer fund. It's the exact same fund. If you would like it in just to move it over there, we can do that.
Well, that's what was requested when she made it. Councilmember Watson was here. Once that fund paid off the old wastewater, we were going to move 850, so sort of save it, so to speak, so that it could accidentally or whatever be used for something else. It sounds like we did it 1 year and then stopped.
We can put it in there. It's like I said, it's the exact same fund. It's the exact same. It's in, if you look at 402, look at the ending cash, there's plenty in there. But if you would like to see it in that fund, we can do that. If you'd like it in this budget.
What I like at this point is immaterial.
The money is there.
The money is there, yes.
So how much has it accumulated overall
since 2016?
When we started.
It should be in there, in that fund. You should see it. We put $850,000.
Well, I see that. I meant year after year, if we're putting in $850,000 a year.
We did.
That's what he's talking, yeah.
Oh.
Once.
So it...
We weren't supposed to do it anymore after that?
We were.
We can move it over there. Like I was saying, it's part of the sewer fund. So... Like as far as the auditors are concerned, they see one fund, that's it. And it has that 850 in it. It has all the sewer, the 402 fund is also in there. It's a one fund when it goes into the auditor's office as an annual report. So if you want me to move it over, that's fine. We can do that. But it's all the same money. It's just like if you have a checking account and a savings account. If you move from your checking account to the savings account, you still have the same money.
The money that's within 402 or 405?
405.
405. Can only be expended on sewer. We cannot spend it on any other function within the city. So we can't take that money and use it for parks projects, or take that money and use it for police vehicles, or take that money and use it for any other purpose.
I understand
that. It is right now just building up the fund balance within 402, but as Circa said, 402 and 405 are combined into the same fund for the purposes of the utility.
Yeah.
But we don't have more than $881,000.
If you look at the 402 fund.
402 fund, the ending balance is like, I think, over $2
million. I think that council thought that they were changing something by putting $850,000 into one fund instead of another, but I don't believe that it actually changed anything besides what fund it was in. They were still going to be going to the same sewer fund.
Yep.
No, actually, the thought was to let everybody know that we were taking the rate increase that we had already paid off and putting that stashed over here in anticipation of this new one. That was the original intent.
Yeah.
for those that maybe are somewhat new, the city paid off its big bond on the last upgrade in what year? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2016.
Yeah, that was the $850,000 year of payment. That $850,000 is freed up, continues to accumulate whether you slice a budget line for it or not. That didn't disappear, wasn't transferred to the general fund. It continues to build up the reserves in the wastewater treatment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, hasn't but disappeared.
Oh. You don't happen to know off the top of your head, the library bond is over with this next year. Do you know what month?
I don't know what month. I think it's, is it?
I don't think it's next year.
I don't think it's next year. No, I think it's 23, actually.
And it was a 14-year bond.
Yeah, I think it's in 23, and we receive like $63,910 for it every year.
Every year.
I thought we were paying that off early or something. We would talk about that in the finance committee.
The library fund?
The building itself.
When the voters passed the bond, the thought was it would be a 20-year bond, but Mark Peterson was able to get, I think, the 14-year bond at such a better rate that we went with a 14-year. I think the original idea was traditionally it's 20-year with capital projects. I think we want 14. Does that sound about right?
I think so.
But it'll be paid off pretty soon. You're paying $15 a year for the library. So use the library, please.
Wasn't the library also funded with the solid waste percentage?
There was a balance that we had. We needed $585,000, something like that.
So from that's solid waste and REIT one, yeah. Both.
Okay. And so those are.
And property taxes.
So the solid waste, there wasn't a portion of that in that?
Yes. I think so. Or was that the police station? For?
Pardon?
Does some of the solid waste go to the police station debt or the library debt? I can't remember.
There's library debt. There's in 2020, there'll be a little over 57,000 from solid waste and over 64,000 from REIT 1. And then we have the 63,910 from property tax.
Okay, so the solid waste, I thought we went from like 14 to 14 and a half so that we could use that. Does anybody?
There was a half percent increase somewhere along the line for solid waste that is sunsetted. I believe it was for the library. It could be for the police station. So that half percent will revert back.
I believe it was the library. Memory serves me. I'm just thinking back on the resolution that increased it, and I believe that it did say half a percent for the library, and then it reduces after that bond is retired.
Yeah, I remember the council member who made the motion that we sunsetted it. He's sitting in this chair right now. So, but I can't remember if it's the police station or the library.
I think it was the library.
So solid waste tax goes down by half a percent that year.
Well, what one council makes, another council can change.
But they'll have to make an intentional action to raise it.
Right.
Looking at the budget and the debt service funds, we do have a couple other debt service payments, and I don't know exactly what it paid for, but it's coming out of solid waste also. So I think there are at least three different debts that are coming out of solid waste.
And we know
part of it.
When the last solid, we added percentage to solid waste?
I think it was Mr. Peterson's last year. We had a couple steps.
We
2015. I know that we did it at the first meeting that I attended in November of 2015.
I think it was a two-year step and a step, something like that. So we're at 14 and a half?
We're at 14 and a half,
and
yeah.
There are no scheduled increases after this one?
No, in 24, it goes down to 14%.
Because of the library?
Yeah. 23, 24.
Like November 2015, ordinance 1926 was the last one.
So basically 4 years ago, we haven't had added anything to it since then. Okay, thank you.
What questions on the budget?
One other point, that was the same ordinance with the library. Continuing through December 31st, 2023 would be that 14.5%.
Yeah.
Councilmember Zarr.
I just wanted to comment about the next study session. I think that we should have one because we will have two new people who will potentially have questions, right?
Okay.
And they will hopefully be invited to the study session before everything gets official. Will that work?
I think that's a good idea. Council agree with that? So it sounds like a study session on December 2nd. Is that what that is?
Or do you want it before that?
You don't have a meeting before that.
After the committee meeting?
They won't be into a
There's not a full council meeting before December 2nd.
Well, technically, the elections are
So did you want to have it after the committee meeting on the 27th from 11?
I guess I don't know how that works with the new people's schedule as far as that goes because it's mostly for them to have opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one's here. What do you think, Ryan?
I have to check my schedule that day, that Wednesday. But I'm happy just to have conversations, you know, without having to. Happy to come to the 5 o'clock on the 2nd. I don't know right now if I'm available on that one. I can make myself available. I can make myself available. That's what you guys want to do.
On the Wednesday?
Yep. However you guys want to do it.
So for the 11 o'clock meeting on a Wednesday, is that what we're talking about? As opposed to the 5 o'clock?
I won't be available, but I can ask questions as needed. I don't need it to go to another study session necessarily. I can reach out individually.
So I think what we're hearing, either the 11 o'clock on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving the 27th, or study session at 5 o'clock before the 1st December meeting, is a matter.
I can do either, but I would think the 1st December meeting might be easiest for everybody.
I would think
just
so.
Understanding that any changes at that point requires the meeting, right?
Right.
So the study session becomes an overview of the budget that we intend to pass a couple hours later.
Right.
Which I think, you know, if, and I know Ryan's doing his homework, and so likely any questions you'll have will be you know, asked and answered before that meeting, and so that it just becomes an opportunity for us to ask any clarifying questions and make sure that we're all clear on what's going on. But
right.
I think you do open up the danger of pushing it off to another meeting if we wait until then to do a budget session.
Correct.
So maybe Wednesday is better.
Because I mean, at least it gives you a day. If we do need to make any adjustments, it gives staff a day to.
Let's get a kind of a nod because who really doesn't care which day? Okay. Who feels strongly it should be the Wednesday? Okay. And or feels strong it should be the 1st December meeting, 5 o'clock work session. So how about let's go for 11 on that Wednesday?
Okay. On November 27th.
Yeah. That sounds good. Okay. More questions? Are you ready for a Councilmember Olson?
You already did the COLA that we have set up for the water, sewer, and everything. Is that still going to be in effect with the water rates increase that's being contemplated?
The water rate increases that FCS is looking at would, I believe, change the COLAs that we have right now.
We would put in a rate structure with
right.
that, and we would eliminate the when we go forward with putting the new rates in place, we'll draft up a new rate resolution, which will rescind all previous rate resolutions and put in place the new rate structure as well as the increases that are anticipated during the initial period of that rate structure. So I would anticipate 3 years worth of increases being included in that with a strict delineation of what those are.
Because we forgot to do that once, and it kind of added to it.
Oh,
I don't recall what it was. It was a while back.
Where was it duplicative?
Yeah.
Duplicate.
Just because we forgot. That's what
I can't say.
But now that you're on it.
Doubling up. Yeah, no, the intent is to do a new resolution, rescinding all previous resolutions and establishing a new structure.
Thanks. More questions on finance, on the budget? Are you ready for a break? Okay, just put on your calendar November 27th?
27th, yeah, 11 o'clock.
Budget meeting. And we'll take a break for 15 minutes. Thank you.